But the thing about Uber, which is an app on for your phone, and what it does is it finds professional car services that are somewhere in your area who have signed up for Uber, and they're close. So it's an on-demand car service, which, Al, is the reason I think you should sell the bar in Playa and get into business with me for something very close to your heart.
Okay.
Uber Escort.
Uber Escort.
Yes.
What does that entail?
When you it's late at night, and you got nobody.
You're lonely.
Yeah. So you find out where the nearest escort is in your area. It pops up her picture at the bottom. Yeah. And they charge you by the minute and the mile.
No, that's just prostitution.
Like,
prostitution.
Just to come over and have somebody to hang with.
You're just paying for the time spent together. And
come watch Walking Dead with me, whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you assume I mean something dirty from that? I don't.
Well, I know a guy.
Kelly, hold on. Kelly, you're always assuming that I mean dirty things.
Well, why don't you start?
I don't understand. Like, you have this low opinion of me or something.
Well, that just sounded like.
Well, I wasn't trying to be dirty at all. Well, what was wrong with my idea of the Uber escort?
Like,
why couldn't everybody just get on board with that? I don't understand why you guys
Am I supposed to get on board with the sensitive thing?
You guys have to go on with... What do you mean?
You being sensitive.
How am I being sensitive?
Am I supposed to get on board and be like...
What makes you think I'm being sensitive? Am I being sensitive?
Well, I haven't...
You're being a little touchy, maybe.
You think I'm being sensitive?
I mean, you're trying to get Kelly to go along with your idea. And,
JC, do you think I'm being sensitive?
Please don't be sensitive on my birthday.
I'm not being sensitive.
That's being sensitive on your birthday, JC.
Mia's on the phone. Hi, Mia.
Hi, kid.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I feel so bad for you, and I feel so... I don't even know how I feel about the rest of the crew. You gave them life, job.
Thank you.
You are helping to take care of their family.
You're my father?
What they give you?
Look how they treat me.
You gave me life?
I don't have a family.
Daddy?
Well, yes. You said you would die without your job.
You're so smart.
That is true.
I love Mia. You said you'd kill yourself if you ever got fired.
Yep. That's
Therefore,
right?
You've been given life every morning.
My blood
show.
Is on your hands.
Oh, whatever.
Wow. That's deep.
You know what? I'm feeling less bad about that now that you're being so mean to me. Why do you think they're all so mean to me?
All so mean?
You know, I think it's because of the $1,000. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is
it my talent?
Shut up, man.
It is your talent, actually.
Yeah.
And they try to foil every plan of yours all the time.
We're
they
foilers.
Bit killers. I mean,
I got some aluminum foil in my pocket right now.
Mia?
All about to fall.
Of all the people that have called in the last 6 months, you're the one I would instantly hire to be on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Instantly.
Go ahead.
I mean, she just...
Well,
I do it.
Yeah.
I love her. I love
Well,
her.
You made that promise. Her.
I love the tone of her voice. I love the things she's saying. She's quick and to the point. And
what do you do for a living, Mia?
She agrees with me.
I am a registered pharmacy technician.
We could use one of those up here.
She could give you pills.
Oh, my God.
And she's hot.
Perfect.
You're great single? On the air and free Vicodin.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Kelly, your days are numbered. Yeah. Hey, Mia, hold on. We're going to get your phone number, okay?
Right on.
I'm pretty much going to hire you at some point.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on. And she says right on.
She says right on, yeah.
I say right on.
When do you say right on?
Right on.
Well, I have heard you say that. Honestly, I've heard you. I swear
Kelly.
I've heard it. I got your back on that.
You're like driving downtown. You say make a right on Main Street.
JC, why do you say I don't say right on? I do all the time. Right on. I do it all the time.
Just because you're saying it now.
But he has.
See, you don't pay
Not as frequently as he says amazing.
Oh, now I don't pay attention to you.
Why are you making fun of the way I say amazing? I'm trying not. I'm trying to
I have your back.
Mia.
Yes.
Did you just hear JC say I never say right on?
You're telling on me?
Say right on. I believe it goes over your head when you do your finger pistols, too.
Yeah, it's just anything they can make fun of me for, they do, don't they?
This has got to come to an end soon.
I don't know what's going on.
Pew, 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 pew.
This is getting,
I'm hoping that, we can take a break, and when we come back, I hope that you'll have learned something here, and maybe everybody can be a little nicer to each other. We're only here once,
I'm on the Kid Craddock Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a post 14 minutes ago by Kid Craddock says, help me play a joke on the rest of the show in the first break. I'm going to pretend.
Why are you reading my Facebook page?
I'm going to pretend to be super overly sensitive and be offended by everything anyone says. So I need you guys to call in while this is going on, 800-543-3548, and yell at the rest of the show.
Oh, they even put that on Kid TV.
So mean to me. Deal?
I didn't post that.
And then the best one, a response.
I did not post that.
Then the response from a listener, Seth Canto, says, same as usual.